ABC News. I'm Doug Limerick. Apparent terrorist attacks in Washington and New York City today. It is right out of a disaster movie, but it is very real. First, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Manhattan. Then a few minutes later, an airliner crashed into the other tower. Flames and smoke now being seen. There's been another large explosion just moments ago from the base of one of the towers there in Manhattan. New York City is shut down. There are also reports now from Washington. The Pentagon. A plane has apparently crashed into the Pentagon. ABC's Howard Schoenholtz talked to an eyewitness.
She saw from her apartment window a large plane fly by, as she put it, on a flight path that planes going international normally aren't on, and she saw it nose into the Pentagon.
Howard Schoenholtz, and incredibly, just moments ago, seconds ago, one of the towers, one of the huge 110-story towers of the World Trade Center has collapsed. It has collapsed. One of the towers in Manhattan has collapsed. President Bush heading back to Washington. ABC's Ann Compton traveling with him.
A very unusual thing as we are boarding Air Force One. They have bomb squads out here checking all of our gear a second time to make sure there is nothing smuggled on board Air Force One.
The president just told the country.
I have spoken to the vice president, to the governor of New York, to the director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
No word yet on casualties, but we understand now the World Trade Center, one of the towers, the complete towers, collapsed. More in a minute. You're listening to ABC News. An absolutely incredible scene right now in Lower Manhattan, New York City. Tremendous clouds of smoke billowing high into the air as one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center has collapsed after two planes hit each tower today. The Pentagon, a plane has crashed into the Pentagon. All aircraft throughout the country are being grounded. Let's go live to ABC's Vic Ratner.
Doug, concerned about terrorism, federal authorities ordered all aircraft across the country, every airport, to stay on the ground. All takeoffs halted. Flights in the air can continue to their destinations, but some may be diverted to airports along the way. Here in Washington, the Pentagon, the Capitol, the State Department, the White House, the Treasury Department, among those buildings being evacuated. Doug?
Thank you, Vic. ABC's Vic Ratner live from Washington. Again, it looks like terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. Now another explosion from the middle of the World Trade Center, one of the towers. A Palestinian group is claiming responsibility for today's attacks. There'll be other claims, no doubt, but again, the World Trade Center, one of the towers, one of the twin towers, 110 stories tall, has collapsed in a huge pile of smoke after both towers were hit by airliners this morning, and an airliner has also plowed into the Pentagon in Washington, causing a fire. Intense security right now surrounding the White House, the Capitol, and other buildings around Washington and across this country. Doug Limerick, ABC News.